recording, record properties, device colon.
Hi guys, this is Aaron Ensign once again with a podcast on the Samsung Epix with Mobile Speak 4. Just to give you a description of the phone, it is a what we call a hybrid phone, which means it does have a touchscreen and a physical keyboard on the device itself. On the top, we have nothing but a stylus. If you pull it out, it's a three-way retractable stylus. It can fold in on itself and fold back out. But rarely you'll ever use that. I find myself never actually using it. On the right side of the device, we have the charging port. This does use Samsung's proprietary port. We do have a micro SD card slot that I do have a 2 GB card that's easy to get in and out. On the left side, we have the power button and a volume rocker switch. On the back side, we have a 2 megapixel camera with a portrait mirror, and under the hood, we have a very, very big battery here. This is almost the predecessor of the Blackjack 2, if you remember that device. On the front, as I said earlier, we do have a touchscreen with a D-pad that you will use to be swiping. You can swipe that around, or you can use your touchscreen. I'll show you that in a minute. Put the battery back in. First of all, I had a hard time, before I put that battery back in, I had a hard time trying to figure out how to put this SIM card in. If you look at your SIM card, it has a nub on the, I'm holding it in my left hand, with the nub facing to the left away from me towards my computer, and that nub goes in last, so the two pointy back parts go in first. You just slide that in, take the battery, slide that in, and then slide the cover back on. Hopefully the right slot, and it slots in there. Yeah, slots, that's a word. It slides in there. You hold the power button down, and it is coming on. There's a light, and it's powering up now. And while it's powering up, this is a Windows Mobile 6.1 Professional device, pocket PC phone. So it has the standard features like a Pac-Mate would have. But, you know, really, I don't use it as I use my Pac-Mate, just for calls, text messaging, a little bit of internet browsing, stuff like that. Which I'll go to in a future podcast on internet and messaging and all that kind of stuff. Today we're just going to be looking at configuring Mobile Speak to your liking, what's on the Today screen, and there's the Mobile Speak 4 coming up, what's on the Today screen, and just the layout of the phone and what the buttons do. I'll go into more of the applications in a future podcast.
Today screen, left software, right
software
contacts.
Okay, there we go. I'm going to turn off privacy mode.
Privacy mode disabled.
Okay, and I'm gonna lower
volume six.
The voice here.
Mobile Speak 5, Today screen. Test drive. Press enter to start training. Left soft phone, right soft contacts.
Okay, that is a new thing here. It's called Touch Test Drive. But let's see what the start menu has. So I'm going to actually, I'm going to use my touchscreen and just swipe down.
Item T11:48 PM 6/18/10.
You can tell it's my provider and the time and the date.
Calls and messaging, 4 pages. No new missed calls. Appointments, 2 pages. No upcoming appointments. My device, 3 pages. Battery level, 100%.
And I'll swipe back up. It'll wrap back around.
Mobile speed, 5 pages. Dutch test drive. Press enter to start raining.
Okay, and what it said about pages was if you swipe to the left and to the right, you get some more options.
Today's screen, so, Dutch test drive. Press enter to start raining. Left soft phone, right soft contacts.
We're here, so let's just swipe to the right.
Mobile speak is running. Configure mobile speak. Mobile magnifier is stopped. Stylus mode is off. Mobile speak is using the touch screen. Touch test drive. Press enter to start raining.
Okay, and the mobile magnifier, when you do install this and have it activated, it will automatically activate mobile magnifier. You can remove it, but I haven't decided if I want to remove it yet or not. I might as well just keep it on there.
Today's screen, touch test drive, press enter to start raining. Left soft phone, right soft contacts.
Let's let mobile speak tell you what these keys do here. So I'm going to put it in to key discover mode by tapping 1 and tapping 2.
Go to command describe mode on. Press command modifier key. We're going to greater tap to open paren for touch devices. Close paren again to exit this mode.
Okay. And I'm just going to touch my screen here and see what is what here.
Go to.
Okay.
Command describe mode off.
Oops.
Go to command describe mode on. Press command modifier key. We're going to greater tap to open paren for touch devices. Close paren again to exit this mode.
Yes, we know this. Thank you.
Speak.
Okay.
Read whole screen command. Read the contents of the entire screen.
Okay, and you can do it that way. Or you can also use the keypad.
Right arrow moves the cursor to the next character and reads it. Opens the submenu. Increases the value in a horizontal slider control. Fast forwards the current track in Windows Media Player by length of time relative to how long the key is pressed. Selects a calculator function and focuses on the next item in the grid. On a smartphone, it moves focus right to another column of shortcuts in the start menu, which is the next item in the list of recently used applications displayed at the top of the today screen. On a pocket PC, it opens the 3-dash view level, selects a character in keyboard simulator, and moves focus to the next item on a toolbar menu bar. Test for the system tray.
I meant the keyboard. You can use the keyboard or the buttons before it interrupted me. Anyways, you know what the right arrow does? And the left arrow will obviously do the opposite. Let's see what the start menu does. Nothing. That's the start menu.
Read status command. Read status information such as battery level and charging state, Bluetooth and active sync status, upcoming appointments, and more.
And this is with holding the command key and pressing either one of these soft keys.
Switch to application command. Opens the list of running applications and minimize Windows to switch to for unload from memory. This does not work if there is no program running in the background.
Okay.
Control panel command. Opens the control panel for screen reader options.
Okay.
Toggle privacy mode command. Toggles the privacy mode on / off.
Okay, and what that does is it just puts a screen around the phone, not concealing what you are doing. And let me why I'm in discover mode, just describe. Turn it off. Turn discover mode
settings
off.
Double mute command. Mutes the speech synthesizer. Press the same command again to enable speech output. Double braille command. Doubles the braille interface on or off.
Okay.
Double magnification command. Double screen magnification on and off. This does not affect speech output if a DTS voice is installed.
And I just hit the upper right corner of the screen. It said settings, and now it's giving me all the commands I can do with settings.
Close command. Closes the current window application. Stop speech command. Stops current speech output. Double privacy mode command. Doubles the privacy mode on / off.
Okay.
Screen off command. Deactivates the touch screen. This helps conserve battery power and prevent accidental taps when the device is not in use. Start menu command. Opens the start menu wherever focus is. Go to. Command describe mode off.
Okay, and I will now give you just a layout of these buttons here. What I was doing there is I accidentally pressed the screen and it gave me the settings. I was going through and just showing you what the settings were and trying to get Describer mode off, but I will go into that a little bit more in detail or let Mobile Speak do that for me, since it's its job. Anyways, but going from left to right on the buttons here, the top left is your left soft key. Below that is your call key, call and send key. To the right of that is your start menu key. This will always bring up the start menu. And then to the right of that is your D-pad. To the left of this, to the right of this, is an OK key, which I have not found out what that does, and I've emailed Code Factory and asking them what that does or and if that's programmable. To the right of this is the left soft key, which is to the upper right, and your end and device lock key, which is below the left soft key. So let's turn the device back on.
Today's screen, touch test drive. Press enter to start screening. Left soft phone, right soft context.
And go into touch test drive. And if you hear me doing this, just playing with this, I'm just playing with this stupid stylus. I need to quit that. It's a habit of mine, but it's just keeps this other hand busy while this my right hand does what it needs to do. So let's tap this.
Go to.
And that's not what I want to do. I wanted to hold it. You had to put a little bit of pressure on this. This is a resistive touchscreen, not a capacitive. A resistive means it has two layers of film on the screen. So we just tap it.
Ah,
press enter. Okay, I was doing that wrong. So we'll just double tap on this.
Adam, set it.
Shoot.
Mobile speak, 5 pages. Touch test drive. Press enter to start raining. Keyboard echo. Characters.
There we go. Ah. That's not speaking to me at all.
Today's screen. New tone. Use triple tap. Recommend key plus zero to resume speech. New tone.
Okay, so let's just press enter on this.
Enter. Welcome to MS Touch Test Drive. Tap the screen to start your training. Long tap. Tap and hold will start the touch screen explorer mode. Triple tap will close the application and return to the today screen.
Okay, let's just long tap it, meaning you tap and then hold.
Tap and hold to explore your device's touch screen by sliding around your finger. Triple tap to exit. Virtual key 3. Virtual key 1. Virtual key 2. Virtual key 3. Virtual key 4. Virtual key 1.
Okay, what I'm doing is just sliding my finger.
Virtual key 2.
I didn't want to get out of that.
Welcome to MS Touch Test Drive. Tap, this, tap and hold to explore your device's touch screen by sliding around your finger. Triple tap to exit. Virtual key 3.
And just going through and it should be...
Virtual key 1.
There it is.
Virtual key 2. Virtual key 3. Virtual key 4.
And I'm just holding this in my left... hand and using my index finger just to move around my screen
virtual
here.
Key one. Virtual key 2. Virtual key 3. Virtual key 4. Virtual key 3.
Okay, and we're going to triple tap to get out of here.
Virtual key 4. Today's screen. Touch test drive. Press enter to start raining.
Okay, and that was easy. Let's go back in here.
Enter. Welcome to MS Touch Test Drive. Tap the screen to start your training. Long tap. Tap and hold will start the touch screen explorer mode. Triple tap will close the application and return to the today screen.
Okay, since we've explored our screen, let's just tap and get into the Explorer.
Slide right.
And slide right. Okay, what this means is you take your index finger or your thumb or whatever. You put it on the screen, hold it, and
there,
you...
this gesture is lined up to. Now do double tap 3.
And you... I would have flicked to the right, but I'm going to double tap 3. So it's 1, 2.
There, this gesture is tap 4. Now do double tap 2. There, this gesture is tap 4. Now do long tap 2.
I don't have the tapping very good right now. I'm working on it, but...
There, this gesture is tap 2. Now do slide down.
Slide down. Okay, so we're going to take your finger, hold, and then slide down real quickly.
Slide up.
Slide up.
Slide left.
Slide left.
Double tap 2.
Double tap 2.
There, this gesture is tap 2. Now do slide right.
And I didn't do that right, and it gave me an error, so we said slide right.
Double tap 3.
Tap 3. So 1, 2.
There, this gesture is double tap 4. Now do slide right.
Slide right, okay.
Double tap 2. Slide right. Long tab 4. There, this gesture is line 3. Now do slide up. Double tap 1.
And I'm just gonna,
slide up. Slide right. Slide down. Slide right. Tap 4. Long tap 2. Slide down. Slide up. Double tap 1. There, this gesture is tap 1. Now do slide left.
Double tap 1. Okay, so you get the idea. So let's just triple tap this.
Today's screen. Touch test drive. Press enter to start training. Left soft phone. Right soft contacts.
Okay. And let's go into see what we can do to configure mobile speak here.
Mobile speak is running. Configure mobile speak.
And we're going to press, let's just double tap on this.
Mobile speak window, main settings page, 106, list, 1 general, left soft options, right soft back.
Okay, and say, you know, if you had this sitting in a Bluetooth dock, with a, you know, Bluetooth dock with a keyboard, and you wanted to just... Why in the world is that coming on? Anyways, if you're wanting to just have it sitting in there, or you just want to lay it on the table...
The time is 12 a.m.
Thank you, watch. I'm getting interrupted today. But if you just want to sit on the table and, you know, just... go through and just sit here... and not even worry about using this touchpad, you can do that as well.
More keyboard and commands.
And if I want to get in here, I can just double tap.
Keyboard and commands window. Command key colon. List. Enter key open paren long press close paren.
Okay.
Left soft options. Right soft cancel.
And the command, the inner key is the directional pad, but I can switch it if I wanted to.
Start key. 2 and 4.
That can be, it can be my start key. It can be a long press my left soft key or a long press my right soft key.
Right soft key open paren long press close paren 4 and 4.
But we're going to put it back to the inner key.
Left soft key open, start key, 2 and enter key open paren long press close paren command more time at colon, list 3 seconds, 1 and 3.
And the command mode can be set for a period of time, which it could not be set in the previous version. Let's go through. It is 3 seconds.
6 seconds, 2 of 3.
10 seconds,
3 of 3. 10 seconds, 3 of 3.
Okay, 10 seconds, 3 to 10 seconds.
6 seconds, 3 seconds, 1 of 3.
Yep.
Vibrate when the command key is pressed, checkbox not checked.
And you can have this on or off. I like to have it on because I like that vibratory feedback.
Use volume keys to perform common commands, checkbox not checked. Press enter space.
I don't have this because everything I can do with my with the volume keys I can do with the screen, so I don't ever have this checked.
Mobile speak command colon, list, none, 1081. Device button colon, list, voice it open paren media net hold close paren, 106.
Okay, this is something I have not figured out. Basically, I believe there's buttons down here at the bottom of this keypad that can make mobile speak do something. But then again, I haven't figured that one out, so... let's see. And to read our soft keys, you hit your virtual key 4 and then 1. So I'm going to see what those are. Toggle those.
Speak. Left soft options. Right soft cancel.
Okay, I'm going to double tap options.
Okay, 1 of 2. Tap of done. I don't press up or down arrow.
And I just virtual key tap, double tapped 4. And you can also double tap 3 for your left soft key, and you can go to OK, and I'll double tap OK.
Main setting, mobile speak window, main settings page, 106, list, 4 keyboard and commands, left soft options, right soft back.
Okay.
3 home screen.
3 home screen, I'm just going back up through the menu here.
2 phone and calls, 1 general.
General.
2 phone and calls, 3 home screen, 4 keyboard and commands, 5 touch, 6 privacy.
Okay, this is interesting. Let's go in here. I'll double tap on this. You can lock the screen when the device is checked. If you lock it, You can triple tap to unlock it. You can disable the touchscreen during calls if you want. I don't have this done. Invert touch keyboard orientation. I don't ever use the touch keyboard. I don't know how to use that because I've got the virtual keyboard down here. I like using that. Dynamic touch keyboard. I have no idea what that is. Okay. This is on virtual keyboards. Yes. I like that. If you touch the screen, it vibrates and also creates a sound. You can toggle these on and off. You can also disable this, but I like having that on just for my clarification as well, so that I know that I've done right and that the device is carrying out the command that I want it to carry out. Lock the screen when the device is locked. Checkbox not checked. Press Enter space. And you can lock the screen when the device is locked. Let's go ahead and see what this does. Lock the screen when the device is locked. Checkbox not checked. Shift. And sometimes the command toggle doesn't work, so you have to do it again.
C-H-E-C-K, Steve. Left soft, okay. Right soft, cancel.
And sometimes that doesn't work either.
Enable depth sound feedback. Lock the screen. When the device is locked, checkbox checked. W is a check mark. Press Enter space.
Okay, let's see.
Not checked. Steve.
Yeah. Okay, here, so I'm going to need to just hold this in this hand.
Main setting, mobile speed
Thank
window.
You.
Main setting.
Yes, I'm going to make sure that.
Depth settings, lock the screen. When the device is locked, checkbox checked. Typically, the check mark. Press Enter space. Not checked. Checked. Not checked. Left soft, okay. Right soft, cancel. Main settings page. Mobile speak window. Main settings page. 1 of 6. List. 5 touch. Left soft, options. Right soft, back.
Sometimes this can just be a pain in the butt. And you just gotta get over it and figure it out for yourself. But let's go down here.
1, 6 privacy.
6 privacy. I just moved my mic. That's what the sound was. And let's go through more of these options on the Cofactory page. I'm going to swipe to the right.
Profiles, 2 of 6, 3 beginner. Check. Profiles, soft options, right soft back.
You can customize these just like you could in the previous version. You can also create new ones.
Profile configuration, 3 of 6, 1 voices, left soft open, right
and
soft back.
Everything's the same. Just it was in the previous version, although in this version you can have 2 or more voices on here. So if you had phonics and say a cappella or Le Quinto, you can add those as well without any problems and switch between them as well.
Braille, 4 of 6, 1 set off my Braille device, left soft open, right soft back.
There's now Braille support in Cofactory's Mobile Speak version 4. It uses any of the Bluetooth-enabled Braille devices. Unfortunately, I do not have a Braille device to show you this at this time. Wish I did, because that would be so freaking awesome. But anyways, there's only 2 choices in this menu here, and that's configure a Braille device and
remove Braille support from my device.
Remove Braille support from the device. If you don't want Braille support added, or if you added it accidentally when you installed, or if you don't have a Braille display and never will have a Bluetooth Braille display, you know, you don't see any reason to have this. You know, you can remove it just like you can remove mobile magnifier. But then again, it's a very good thing to have in case you ever do get a Braille display or have somebody that has a Bluetooth Braille display.
Magnification, 5 of 6, 1 general, left and soft open, right soft back.
This goes over the magnification feature of Mobile Speak. Again, this is activated. When you do activate Mobile Speak, if you want to remove it, you can. I do have some sight. I've not used it. I'm going to I'm going to learn how to use it, maybe. I'm planning on just, you know, tinkering with it. But you can go down here to the left option.
If I remove mobile magnifier from my device.
And remove it, it will be removed, and that'll be the end of that.
Activations, 6 of 6, mobile magnifier activated, 1 of 3, left soft activated, right soft back.
Okay, and everything in here is activated. You get a 30-day trial, then you have to activate the software, just like in the previous version.
Main settings, 1 of 6, 1 general, left soft options, right soft back.
And that's it. So, to query the soft keys again, you hit virtual key 4 and then virtual key 1 in succession.
Speak. Volumes, no soft keys.
No soft keys, okay.
Mobile speak window, main settings page, 1, about mobile speak, 1 of 2, you move done, I don't press up or down arrow.
Stop. Stop it.
Go to.
Okay, this is...
Mobile speak window, main settings page, 1 of 6, list, about mobile speak, option, mobile speak window, main settings page, 1 of 6, list, 1, 2 phone and call, 1 general. Speak. Left soft options, right soft back. Main settings page, okay. 1 of 6, list, 1 general. Today's screen, configure mobile speak, left soft phone, right soft contacts.
Okay, here. Let's go through the start menu and see what the start menu has on this device. And then I will see what else I can come up with here.
Today, D, 4 of 13, to move done, I don't press up or down arrow.
Today.
Code factory, D, 5 code of factory. 13.
And this start menu can be customized. I have customized it a small bit here.
Calendar, C, and, 6 of 13.
And you'll see what I've done to it when I move down here.
Contacts, oh, 7 of 13. Internet Explorer, I, 8 of 13. Messaging, M, 9 of 13. Phone, M, 10 of 13. Twikini, W, 11 of 13.
There's Twikini.
Programs, P, 12 of 13. Settings, S, 13 of 13.
And I did take out help. You can go back up. And everything works just fine. Everything works like it did in the previous version. Everything works great. Messaging is awesome. Let's go into the settings menu and see what this has. This has a whole bunch of different things you can configure. Since it is a Pocket PC phone device, if you'd want to use it as your PDA, you could. So let's go into settings here and see what
you
can
enter.
Play around
one of
with
to move to items.
Buttons.
The
you can configure the buttons.
FN key settings, 2 of 13.
Okay.
Input, 3 of 13. Lock, 4 of 13. Menus, 5 of 13. Under information,
you can just
13.
Configure a lot of stuff with this device, and it's pretty cool. It's got beaming, Bluetooth, and wireless.
Phone, 7 of 13. Sums and notifications, 8 of 13. Theme, 9 of 13. Today, 10 of 13. Radio share, 11 of 13. Voice command, 12 of 13. Wake up button, 13 of 13.
And then, we do have these things called tabs. If you go down here. Oops.
Buttons, tab, personal, list, buttons, tab, personal, 1 of 3, use left and right arrow keys.
Tab, personal, and it gives us a hint to use left and right arrow keys.
Tab, system, 2 of 3, use left and right
system.
Arrow keys. Tab, connections, 3 of 3, use left and right arrow keys.
There's a whole bunch of stuff we can do. Another tip here, to get back out of any menu, you hold down virtual key 2.
Today's screen, configure mobile speak.
And it takes you back to the program you were in. I'll show you Twikini here.
Today, settings, unknown, Twikini W, 11 of 13, programs, settings, as program, Twikini W,
there it is.
Enter.
And it's getting it.
Today screen, left soft phone, connecting, window, connecting to colon, internet, connecting to GPRS, 3G, link settings.
It's getting its, stuff
Twikini
here.
Dash line podcast to window, list, no items, to move to items, use the arrow keys, left soft tweet, right soft menu.
Okay, and it's up and loaded, and this works very well with mobile speak. I'll just go through.
Justine Bottle. post 16 and side note from Stan. I'm already a Carol Core. I'm just drinking up to expand now. Does that make sense? Question mark. No period. Do up 17.
Okay. That's weird, but we can move back up.
Chris Perillo, 30s. Is there too much information on Twitter? 1 of 17.
And I can, I'll, go into the menu here with the left soft key and retweet. Hold on, cancel.
Reply.
I have this set to, not speak my words or characters. Well, I guess it is.
Sometimes I think there is sometimes, but you can always unfollow all 1 of 18. Chris Perillo, do it.
Okay. And that's just how it works. I'm going to set my,
today's screen, configure mobile speak, left soft phone, right soft context.
Vivaz, my key echo back to none. But sometimes, I mean, there's just things that you can do with the keys that you really can't do or don't know how to do with the touchscreen. It just makes it easier.
Mobile map.
See here.
Status mode is touch test. Mobile speak. Configure mobile. Enter.
Configure. We're going to go to
profile configuration. 3 text input. 2 key feedback.
And key feedback.
Key feedback with
no, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. No, that's bad.
Profile configuration.
Text input.
3 text input with none.
Good,
none.
None. Okay.
Profile configuration. Mobile speak window. Profile configuration. Speak. Left soft open. Right soft back.
Back. And we're at the today's screen. And if we want to lock the device, we can just hit the N key.
Device locked. To unlock, triple tap on the screen. Left soft and lock.
And we can triple tap on the screen here. And we're going to try and do this here.
Unlock window. Tap. Unlock window. Press quote, cancel quote, then press quote, unlock.
Okay, let's try that again.
Because
I didn't get the vibrable feedback I wanted.
Left soft and lock. Today's screen, configure mobile speak, left, and then, mobile speak.
Okay, let's see.
Configure mobile speak.
Something else is wrong.
Mobile speak window, main settings, 3, 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, touch. 5 touch. Enable touch sound feedback. Enable touch vibration feedback. Checkbox check. Enable touch. Block the screen when the device is locked. Checkbox checked. To clear the check mark, press intro space. Not checked. Okay. Main settings page. Mobile back. Main settings page. 1 of 6. List. 5 touch.
As I'm doing this, I've had this phone for about a couple of days, and I'm still getting used to it, as you can tell. Some things are still kind of blurry, but if you read the manual and ask the port, you know, I'm sure they'll help you out. Get on the list that has people that use these kinds of phones, and you'll be fine. My contact information is Yeah, I should even know my own contact information. Jeez. My contact information, my email address is blindgeek1989@gmail.com. No caps on anything I'm about to give you. blindgeek1989@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at blindpodcaster. Again, no caps. blindpodcaster. You can add me on Skype and I will add you back. It is alinson18. Again, no caps. alinson18. You can also talk to me on AIM at linson1989. That's linson1989. And I hope you guys had fun on this review of the Samsung Epix and Mobile Speak 4. And I tried to make it as fun as possible, and as you could tell, I was kind of having problems and stuff like that, but you know, that's the way it goes. So, I will see you guys on the next podcast. Peace out.